The scene would open on a parking lot. It was a double-layered, two-floored affair. I was amongst a group of individuals. The impressions I had were these were of the more aware variety, new friends and such. The only two I identified were Kelsey and another individual, the other who will remain nameless. Seems we were waiting for something, a sense of expectation and anticipation pervaded the scene. Then a tremendous rumbling began. The parking lot we stood upon, for we were on the uppermost level, began to tremble and produce immense sounds of stone grinding protestation. The parking lot was disintegrating beneath our feet. But we were not perturbed. Seems we had expected this and acted accordingly, without consideration or panic. The one I won't name became a little manic and afraid, and so I offered that said person clamber upon my back, that I provide a piggyback ride. For as the building began collapsing into a void, it would seem, we were running to the outermost edge of it. And it wasn't a suicide bid either, for just as we would run out of floor, as we bolted toward the edge, wings would spring forth from our backs, and we took to the skies. Seems the presence of this individual on my back wasn't affecting my flying ability, and we all soared into the skies. We would land on other platforms above the collapsing building, rather like a temporary rest spot before presumably heading still further. Of all the others, I could see no sign. They must be on platforms beyond my range of vision. But for two individuals that I sat in the middle of on my platform, I'm uncertain as to their identities, not even sure if one of them was the one I had afforded a piggyback ride to, and the dream would conclude there. So, what we have then is the building with its two floors representing the two bottom rungs, literally speaking, of creation, the physical and astral. We don't need reminding of how creation is in a demise due to the restricted consciousness of all the individuals throughout it, and how they are subconsciously programmed and unconsciously in agreement to ideas that are bringing about the deteriorating psych realms. The ideas stemming from individuals maintaining as best they can control of creation, a stranglehold on awareness, and this is reflected in the simulation in which we all reside, through collective cause and effect. As awareness is restricted, it causes a retraction and moves us through the epochs and the impending implosion exhibited in creation. Seems then creation will implode from the bottom up, the physical, then astral, until the entire simulation is engulfed in the tumultuous final maelstrom of destruction. And in my dream, This is demonstrated, the parking lot having two floors, suggesting the physical and astral as the first to go. Or perhaps the aware individuals on the top level were maybe on the ethereal at this point, or some slightly higher position in the life levels. Maybe the bottom rungs of creation had already fallen, and we had secured a position in life levels that were temporarily safe, but nevertheless destined through the decisions, choices, and agreements that this become so to fall also. But we had the awareness, we had the real intent recognized, and with our recognition and sincerity to supersede creation, we sprouted our awareness wings and flew beyond what had been, up until now, a safe position in the imploding psych realms. The leaping from the building, a demonstration of jumping into the unknown also, taking the risk, reaching for something beyond what we had always known. For if we would not, if we remained there, embraced whatever spot in creation we had secured for ourselves, we would fall with creation. And where we were, there were no panicking individuals, no sign of the unaware masses who would be running amok in abject terror as their positions of assumed comfort began to disintegrate around their self-convinced heads. So we were very likely on a life position beyond these masses, and aware that even here we could continue our process of awareness, and is recognition less interfered with, but should make haste, as our new spot wouldn't be secure for long. But there was that individual who did get a little panic-stricken, but was still there with us, so must have the recognition to be there at that moment. Maybe not quite having recognized enough that allows effectively flight beyond this place, but a demonstration then, as I afforded a ride to that individual, how we all support each other. But also, we could view this as demonstrating how we cannot carry anyone into the upper levels or the real universes of the ease, for it is a recognition, and this falls upon the responsibility of every individual that they take the time to recognize the ease for themselves. Dwayne often says how the guides, as an example, cannot drag people into the real universes, and even if they did, the individual would not recognize where they were if they hadn't taken the time to do so. The fact I was attempting to maybe, yes, carry this individual evidently didn't work in keeping with this notion of it being up to each and all to recognize, earn their way, and decide to stand real with the ears. And of this individual, there was no further sign, so who knows? Maybe the fact I had attempted to assist this individual had maybe limited myself as well to a degree. for I would see no sign of Kelsey and all the others. Only two individuals were in my company, and possibly one of them the one I attempted to assist. And so I had not only caused perhaps a restriction and consequently a lesser position for myself, but hadn't even managed to help the individual anyway, as it was all down to his recognition. For it is the emotional attachments that keep dragging us down to creation and future lifetimes. It is all very well if individuals move together at an equal pace in their awareness and recognition, but should one fall back through their choices and decisions, we have to let them go. We can't be the decider for them. And if we maintain attachment with them as they falter in their intent and waver in their resolve, falling back to their personal self, then we may find ourselves becoming limited also, much like Dwayne, where he was with Heather and his family. They chose to go only so far, but Dwayne had the real intent to go further, and so at a point he had to let them go and break any emotional attachments with them. It seems then those that took flight did reach beyond creation, superseding it. Or perhaps what was demonstrated here was the destruction of the physical and astral levels, and the platforms we landed on were positions higher in the life levels. Either way, we can see it is another verification of the impending collapse of creation, and that even if we do have the recognition to assume a position that is relatively safer within it, we must not become complacent. We must continue with our awareness process to make that final leap into the unknown, the recognition of the is, and to stand real with it. And we can't allow ourselves to be dragged back by others. Everyone must decide their lives for themselves. They must take the time to recognize the is, and realistically, we can help them, but we can't carry them with us if they lack the drive to do so for themselves.
So the points here, the parking lot, very interesting. In other words, where people are parked. So they're parked in creation, which is understandable. This is not a put down to people. We all go through this process, but we're here, taking on the adventure to show people how to wake up. And it's a lot because there's huge agreement. The dark brats, or, the cabal, or whatever we want to call them, the reptilians, they've been working on this for eons because to get people to agree to be controlled. And by that very fact, this creates the imploding effect through all of creation. And we're just in a little ball of creation here. There's endless creations because, each group of, we'll just say souls. Soul is the unaware until they become new. And that is that, it's, life is endless, and so there are endless creations, and we just happen to be in this one. That's all. It's just like a schoolroom. It's a big schoolroom. It's not as big as people think. It looks big, but it's really not, but it doesn't matter. It's here, it's consciousness. We create the consciousness, and it's all okay. And so what we're providing is this small window, and what you're seeing is like a future view too, and that isn't, and you're being prepared to have the experience already, so you see that is, we're providing a small window here, but it's not going to last. We can only do so much. We, just like when Paul was here, he did so much and then he left and it was all taken over, etc. So there was that small window there. And, you know, the people that are looking at it now, well, you know, the writings are there, the reference is there, according to what took place at that time. And this is the new nowness. Now it's more focused on this isness, and this is where most of the world doesn't see it because it's the next step because of what is taking place in creation. And so it's a real heads up. So, yes, people do have to pay attention and get it 100% focused because this personal life, it's going to go anyhow. And if you hold on to it, well, you're going to go with it. So, again, we're giving people the warning. It's time to wake up all the way through this creation because just like the black holes in the galaxies, it is imploding on itself. It is sucking down through itself is what it's doing. And so, again, we're going to do so much here with what's coming up, with what we're doing now, but we can only do so much. We cannot, we cannot force people to see what's going on. And again, they've been so self-convinced. And you see how it is today with what's, you know, the technology plays a huge part in this. And again, people have been convinced and they agree that technology is a good thing. Well, actually, it's holding people back is what it's doing. But we have to deal with it. So it's dealing with it. But it's a decision. Now that a person has this, you know, they have the right to decide, take the risk, figure it out while they're doing their routine. Yes, thank you so much, Kevin. It's very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. In this dream, I seem to be occupying myself by transporting individuals back and forth through time. I couldn't glean too much by way of specifics about my activities, the reason as to why I was doing this, etc., at least not at this point. All I was certain of was that I was locating certain individuals and moving them from one place in time to another, which seemed to be more favourable for the individuals concerned. So it all seemed to be beneficial stuff, and I appeared to know what I was doing and the purpose behind it, and so my personal self was along with the real self for the dream, keeping a back seat to the proceedings and not interceding itself, and thus everything fell into the hands of the real self, and everything went as a clockwork accordingly, the real self always knowing what to do in all situations and eventualities, if the personal self but allows it and doesn't poke its personal beak in. Although, as on a previous real side event, if my personal self does creep into the experience, then it takes away a little from the absolute execution of the real self, and things are then significantly less than what they may have been. The experience is then less awareness enhancing, the ability diminished to recognize what a dream is demonstrating as the personal self with its added layers of ideas and emotion act as filters to recognition, as though the more the personal self comes to bear, the more we find ourselves in a smaller and smaller box of recognition, a little like those Russian dolls that fit into themselves. We become the smaller and smaller doll, encased in all the others. In this case, a personal attitude crept in and disrupted my transporting the final individual from one time phase to another. It's difficult to explain the exact nature of what went wrong, how and the consequences literally from the personal self perspective, and the real self impressions afforded me the information only of the disruption due to the personal self interjection. I found myself then back in my room on the physical level, but in the state that I may call the in-betweeny state. It is a state of being that bridges the dream world or real side and the waking physical life level, and a state where, if maintained, much phenomena can be witnessed and insights gleaned. If one maintains it by being in the state of being that facilitates its perpetuation, that of no thought or feeling, creation and projection. So, in essence, being in a state of awareness maintains this in-betweeny state. Anyway, whatever I had done on the real side just prior to this seems to have caused the opening of portals or conduits. I had a sense that I was actually supposed to open a conduit, so this was no accident, and the nature of it would be in accordance with how I aligned my being based on what I was doing in my dream. Had I maintained my state of awareness and not allowed the personal self to creep in, the conduit would have been as intended and allowed a passageway to some place of a benefit, awareness speaking, or who knows exactly, but definitely an agreeable conduit. But because my personal self had muddied the waters of my recognition and adversely affected the final act on the real side, the subsequent conduit was of a less than agreeable nature. I had the impressions of malevolence, so this conduit was connecting to a bad place. I remained in my betweeny state in the presence of this foul conduit of foreboding, and began to sing the new you song to possibly shut it down. The new you effectively did prevent anything using the conduit for passage to the physical, as I had impressions of all kinds of nasties jostling to take advantage of this unexpected opportunity. The conduit was sealed, but I maintained my in-betweeny state and found myself drawn into and tumbling through it. Well, seems I would find out where it connected to. I landed in a version of the Earth, but a very dark replication, and I was with others who seemed to be marching forlornly toward an ominous building. We passed into the bowels of the place and were underground, seemingly now trapped. Our only way out was upward through a peculiar roof or platform. No ordinary platform either. It seemed alive, part organic and mechanical. It pulsed and trembled, parts of it detaching and snaking this way and that like tendrils. Anyone attempting to pass through this organic mass would meet an ill fate. They would be crushed and consumed and would be no more. Seemed we were rather resigned to this dark place. I sat with the others and passed a little time speaking of the new presentation, sharing the is and the new you with them. One individual was very religious and was adamant about how God would save her, etc. I pointed out how the God in question was a three-headed reptilian and probably wouldn't lift a scaly finger, as he was a tyrant and oppressor. But naturally, this fell on a deaf, programmed, and religious idea agreed to ears. Then it seems the air was shut off, and all in this place were destined to embrace their demise. Seems I could do little for these peoples who panicked and ran amok in their frenzy. Wherever this place was, seemed to be very dense, much like the physical, and nothing occurred to me that could improve my situation. Sometimes in the past, when I have done astral projections, if I get into a spot of bother, I simply consider my personal vehicle, and I am instantly returned to it. I have another facility too, on certain real side environments where the density or my detachment from awareness or both seems to render me ineffective in extricating myself from my predicament, I will bring another skill to bear, an ability I seem to have and have utilized in real side dreams and dreams before I came to find the new presentation. I will gather tremendous energy within my being, and when it has reached a certain point, I will picture a place that I wish to go, and thus it is so. It's not instantaneous. There's a fluctuation between my intended destination and my current one for a few moments, and at this point, my personal self will panic. But it always works, and on this occasion, I return to my room, the place I had focused on. And so, it seems I'm doing a little dabbling on the real side, time-wise, but not for personal thrill-seeking reasons, as my real self very much was in control. So evidently something that was of a beneficial variety. As I was mentioning earlier, if the personal self is allowed to intercede, then things can become less than intended due to the detracted awareness connection and diminished recognition of what I'm doing. Activity that only the real self can perform. I had the sense that I was supposed to open a conduit, but due to the balked prior event due to the personal self, the conduit was not as intended, almost misaligned. The new you song proved as effective as ever in dealing with situations, entities, and dubious characters, as I have always found, and on this occasion is an effective conduit or portal sealer. But I guess my curiosity had my tumbling down the conduit to explore. even though I probably could have prevented such, knowing full well it wasn't leading to a nice spot, if the entities trying to crawl from it were anything to go by. And yes, into an area of the lower astral I would find myself, I presume. Many have spoken of areas of the lower astral on their real side adventures that have a mechanical, biological theme to them, and this dark and dismal place was no different. Sometimes when we go to such places, we do become aligned with our environment. We can take on the taint of it, even so far as to become a product of it, as on one occasion I recounted on a Skype how I tumbled into my sister's unconscious and became a monster, and a guide was there to remove this affliction and grant me passage back. In some places, it is easier to slip into the personal self, it seems, particularly these very dense places, such as the physical and astral. Although we can maintain our connection of awareness regardless of where we are. Seems I had moved more so into my personal self here in this place, aligning a little too much with the restricting nature of the environment. I'm reminded of the movie What Dreams May Come, when Robin Williams sought his deceased wife on the astral, but was warned by the seeker, Max Sydow, not to linger long, lest he also become aligned with the dark place, and become with it, and trapped there also, agreeing effectively with what his literal senses tell him, and disconnecting from his real self that knew it was a created illusion. But even in my reduced awareness state, in this dream, I was still sharing the ears, so always an opportunity to share the new will present itself. But seems folly to even try to engage with self-convinced religious peoples. Seems they so adore their loving reptilian god. But as I said, I have this facility that is in my arsenal, my skill set, that I must have developed from other lifetimes, as I've always had the ability. As I was an avid astral projector, and out-of-body explorer in past lives also. And so, I was able to extricate myself from my predicament. I'm certain the guides were watching, but like parents with their children, they will give them space to play and learn for themselves, to allow them to deal with situations and become more effective and aware as a result. And if I was trapped, a guide may have come, as in my monster transformation experience. The conduit opening exercise was interesting. I suspect that was the reason then for my activities involving moving peoples about in time. Maybe I was actually moving myself about, altering timelines and time phases, popping into old lifetimes, and adjusting a few things with my old body forms that would result in cause and effect ripples that, when reaching the moment I was in, would somehow create a conduit, instant ripples, as everything is now, and there is no time in the new nowness of the is, as it is an agreed upon idea in creation. So anything we adjust, no matter how many lifetimes ago, will have an instant effect, if we do but recognize it. For on a few real side dreams, I was shown how in the moments and future yet to come, new friends seem to have been granted, or perhaps recognized, the ability to translocate themselves, and on that occasion they were using this ability to escape the destruction of the earth. Perhaps then a viable option, but maybe not so much a physical translocation. Dabbling with phenomena can get us into bother, cause and effect, karmically speaking. But of course, if we stand in the new nowness of the all is, and our real intent is cemented, we are beyond cause and effect. But anyway, maybe the translocation is more along the lines experienced here, that with awareness and recognition, we can access the means by which we can create these wormholes, portals, and conduits, by somehow delicately manipulating our own past lifetimes and positions. And it is through these that we may move ourselves to better and safer positions as the demise of creation continues. For the portal was forged on the physical, only perceivable from my awareness in betweeny state. So awareness is required to recognize portals of this nature. But the portal then took me to the real side, not a physical translocation then, but more a shifting of my focus from my physical life level vehicle to potentially another in perhaps a higher level in creation. And so our physical vehicle would remain, and maybe be destroyed in the apocalyptic disasters that are coming, but our focus would be on a higher life level. Technically then, with the physical level vehicle destroyed, we have effectively passed on, but didn't need to bear the pain and suffering of experiencing its end. With this practice, we might be getting prepared to do this far earlier than the very last conceivable moment, perhaps before all the 5G and such kicks in, that we can continue with our process of awareness unmolested on a life level more favourable for such. But we can't be complacent, as all of creation is on a decided and agreed upon course of demise. So in our new positions, reached via our created conduits, we would endeavour to recognise the is and make the final leap into it and beyond the collapsing psych realms. But a reminder to keep the personal self at bay, as we can see, the thoughts, emotions, and such we entertain seem very irrelevant to the personal self, but too much focus on them, and we can sabotage our real self-side activities, particularly those that require full immersion with the real self, for them to be executed precisely. In this case, the difference between a portal to maybe a higher life level or one to the lower astral. As for the peoples in that dark place, well, all we can do is share and present the ears and give them the opportunity. They are the deciders of their life and must choose to take the time to recognize the true reality or remain confined and restricted by creation and their personal created selves.
Amazing, Kevin. Thank you for showing up and sharing all this. Yes, as I listen, it's terrific because we all have a personal self, and it's a lot to get through. And decisions have to be made every step of the way. It's just like a road trip. When you get in the car and you drive off, there's a lot of decisions, left turn, right turn. Are we going to take this road? Are we going here? How are we going to get there? Where are we going? Etc. Yeah, it's all deciding and eventually realizing. First comes realization, and this is what we've been through, the old ideas of self-realization, God-realization, and now you realize what the self is. You realize the God idea. Now you learn to recognize what is real. It's a lot better, isn't it? So again, thank you for showing up, Kevin, you, your family, your friends. Yes, it's been terrific. It is terrific. Thank you.